Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
So about that Secretary of State race, Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. So much made of Diego Morales and allegations about this and then of impropriety here, the Republican candidate Diego Morales, and then, of course, a conversation about did he vote in the right place. I don't mind if you've got the backup to the thing. I mind salacious. If you ask me, I will tell you that I think that the Morales team has run this campaign very wrong. The problem is, very wrong for whom? And this is where the people who have been nonstop on this race have forgotten that Indianapolis is not the end-all be-all. And what takes place in the 317 is not how the rest of the state sees anything. And it doesn't make the 317 right, and it doesn't make them important. It just makes them pompous. It's part of being in the heart of it all. It's part of being in a place that is not wholly representative of the state and forgetting that the rest of the state exists. That's the issue here. I would tell Diego Morales to his face that I think he ran a bad campaign. I have seen nothing that shows me he's going to lose, just based on state registrations. I would argue that all of the negative press in the Indy Star would actually move more people to vote for him. Because how in the world do you trust the Indy Star? Which is, of course, the thing that the Indy Star will never learn from. They did this to themselves. Will the libertarian Jeff Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, be able to cross that 10% threshold? The answer is maybe. Again, I have no data point that shows me definitively, but I have had Jeff Maurer on the show twice, and I thought he was extremely good both times. Better the first time than the second time, but extremely good both times. And I think for a lot of people, he impressed. Because his conversation wasn't about, well, you see, when you're Secretary of State, you can help legalize weed. He wasn't having that conversation. He's having a conversation about voter integrity. I think people appreciated it. I don't know how much the word got out. I would argue WIBC did more to talk about him than any other station in the state, any other platform in the state. But I don't know if he gets 10%. Does he win the thing? There's nothing that shows me that he does. Which leaves us Destiny Wells, who refused to come on the show with us. And I want to say, for the record, we had an interaction on Twitter a few months ago. She said she would. She didn't. She wouldn't come on. Well, Tony, she doesn't have to go on with you. You're a partisan. I notice some people are unafraid, and I notice some people are who they are. McDermott, the Senate candidate, didn't come on either. Both Todd Young, the Republican, the incumbent senator, and James Seniak, the Libertarian, came on. If I'm a betting man, I don't have anything that would have me betting against a Morales victory. I just don't have it. That's not, I'm not telling you what I want. I'm telling you that on the data, there's nothing. And everything I have heard is wholly and solely anecdotal. Do I want Destiny Wells to be the Secretary of State? I have got real issues with people who think that undated or unsigned or misdated ballots should be counted. That's what's going on in Pennsylvania right now, where the Fetterman team, John Fetterman, the Democrat candidate, the lieutenant governor, is suing to have ballots that have the wrong date counted in this election. So I have real issues with a party that wouldn't condemn that kind of thing. Real issues with a party that move people into more unsafe and possibility of fraud elections. So yeah, I've got serious issues with Destiny Wells. Serious. I have nothing against her personally. I don't know her personally. I would have loved the conversation, but she just wasn't, you know, around for that. So I think in this race, everything is possible. Now, what happens if Destiny Wells wins? I will give you something that I'm going to enjoy from this. I believe that the Indiana Republican Party has gotten too comfortable with their supermajorities. And every now and then, a little slap upside the head reminds you that you have to be running good candidates. You have to be discussing the things that matter most to people. You have to explain to them why what you're discussing matters to them. And you have to do it well. And you don't get to be angry when you don't show up for a debate and people are like, why didn't you show up for the debate? And you certainly don't get to tell me there was no debate when there was a debate. And for all we could discuss our belief that Morales has run a poor campaign, no one can prove to me that Destiny Wells ran a good one. No one. What's good? The entire Democrat approach is to rely on Republicans running either a bad candidate or having a bad campaign. That's the whole approach. That is weak. Super, super weak.